following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone, from Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln. It is a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth at the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament semifinal Friday. Doug Judah and Mike Will with you here as the Southern Valley Eagles are taking on the Freeman Falcons in the second C2 semifinal of the day. And right now, Southern Valley is up 14-7 with a minute to go in the first quarter of play, looking good out of the gate. They got out of the gate good yesterday in their win against Lutheran High Northeast and struggled mightily in the second quarter, but went on to win that one 41-34. The winner will take on Sutton in the C2 state championship. Sutton draining the three ball today as they down Hardington Cedar Catholic 57-42. We will be talking with Sutton coach Steve Sponberg a little bit later on in the program, probably about 25 minutes from now. Also Brian Munson from Big Red Report and Scout.com. Nebraska had their pro day yesterday, so we'll chat with him about that and how Husker practices have been going so far and the rest of the world of sports, especially what's going on here at the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. But Mike Will with me again today, and already another game in the book. But before we really talk about Sutton, Michael, it's been a long time since the teams from our listening area had as rough a Thursday as they did yesterday.
We were beat up yesterday. We picked up only one win out of our local teams. We came down here with a plethora of teams. We thought, hey, this is going to be a busy weekend for us. But everybody loses yesterday, with the exception of Sutton. You and I kind of talked with the Lou Platt Conference teams. We could go 3-0. We could go 0-3. It was just that nip and tuck, and unfortunately went 0-3 for the Lou Platt Conference teams. And you're sitting here without a ball game to do today. You got the whole day all to yourself, my man.
I scout for tomorrow as all six championship games are here on ESPN Radio. And it wasn't necessarily that the teams that we covered, and we didn't have Aurora or Arapahoe or a couple of these other teams from the general listening area, but it wasn't like they played bad. All of our games, for the most part, were games into the fourth quarter. Now, Giltner maybe not so much. Why not kind of had them from halftime on? But Boone Central shoots 60% through the first three quarters against Kearney Catholic, ends up 56% for the game, and still only wins by six. And it was just a little spurt at the end of the third quarter that cost Gibbon. In fact, Gibbon, who was down by eight going into the fourth quarter, eventually took the lead in the fourth quarter, but couldn't hold it. A key turnover in the last 2 minutes when they had the one-point lead and the ball turn things around, and Kimball gets only their third state tournament win in the modern era, I mean, since 82, they had won in 82, and this was their third state tournament win, 62-58 over Gibbon. And then Kennesaw last night, they were ahead of Burwell most of the game and even were up 4 in overtime. And Burwell found a way to win that game in overtime in the only overtime game yesterday.
And I did the Giltner ball game. Why not control that game most of the way? If I got a double-digit lead throughout most of that contest, Giltner did not play very well yesterday. He had a huge man inside that's absolutely destructed everything that Giltner wanted to do inside last night. And actually, Giltner made a fourth-quarter comeback. They pulled within 5 points with about three and a half minutes to go in that ball game. And then Giltner goes absolutely silent the rest of the way. They did not score again. They pulled within five and then did not score again. And Wynot went on to win by a score of 55-40 in that ball game. But Giltner, again, was outplayed for the most part. Wynot had a big kid inside. Nathan Weisler was the kid. He absolutely destructed everything that Giltner wanted to do last night. He had six block shots, maybe even more. They had him for six, but it seemed like he was around the basketball all the time, swatting balls away, and Giltner just had a hard time getting their offense up and running last night.
Yeah, and that was Matt Drew's concern when we talked with him on Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show, was how they could control Nate Weisler. And the lower the class, the smaller the schools, if you've got a big guy, it's really tough to combat. And in the end last night, that's what really hurt Gibbon, too, when they went up against the big guy. From Kimball, 24 points, 10 rebounds, or 12 rebounds, I think it was, five block shots. You put a stat line up like that, you expect that team to win. And we haven't even touched on Adams Central yet. They just continued to struggle from the floor. In fact, they scored 4 points in the second half the first time that they played Wayne, and they had 2 points with 1 minute to go in the first quarter of the game yesterday, and eventually it picked up a little bit. But Adams Central just never did have an offensive team this year.
Well, they did at times. They had a great offensive team in some of the games that we did. But like I said, they struggled yesterday. That was probably the worst game offensively that I saw Adams Central play. And unfortunately, it happens in the first round of the state tournament. So Adams Central goes down. We haven't talked about Aurora yet either. Aurora had a lead most of the way against Scotts Bluff yesterday and then popped that thing away toward the tail end, and they lose by a couple of points at the end.
Class B was as crazy on day one as we thought, and a lot of people thought it could be so wide open. It starts with South Sioux City coming from 17 down to beat Ralston, and then Aurora was up 12 at halftime against Scotts Bluff and lost 59-56. Scotts Bluff never got the lead until midway through the fourth quarter of that ball game. Gretna just thumps Waverly last night, and Elkhorn South had the offensive output of the day. They put up 80 over York, despite a record performance yesterday from a York's top player, which we had heard about in Ty Danielson. He made 18 free throws. That's a Class B state tournament record.
He was throwing them down yesterday, but unfortunately they didn't have enough guns to stay in that ballgame, and York goes down yesterday.
Well, that's where we are in the state tournament. And again, right now, Southern Valley has an 18-15 lead over Freeman, 6.5 to go here in quarter number two. And you see a couple of legends on the sidelines here. Well, you got more than that. John Miller, who had so much success up at Chambers with all the girls programs, is the head coach at Southern Valley. Mike Lanham, who had so much success, over 400 wins with the girls program at Southern Valley, is an assistant coach now with the boys. Ken Cook, who won so many games at Adams and then Freeman, and now he is an assistant coach on the boys basketball program. You have got some Hall of Famers on the bench in this game.
I've got a little tie with Ken Cook. He's actually my uncle.
Yeah,
that's Uncle Ken. So we had a chat there right before game time, looking forward to maybe seeing the Falcons maybe in the championship game tomorrow. He was kind of concerned about this ball game. He says he doesn't do a whole lot anymore. He doesn't even go to practice. He's just kind of like a game consultant on the sidelines.
Well, and of course, back from my old stomping grounds up in Scotia, where he got things started. And so he's one of the greats. I don't know how the man like him can remember everybody and put in so much time. He is definitely one of the greats.
Steve Sponberg was talking after the ball game about the matchup tomorrow. He says we're going to have some old-timers on the sidelines tomorrow. We'll talk to him coming up. He's going to join us here at the halftime of this ball game. He's looking forward to maybe meeting some of those old-timers on the sidelines tomorrow.
Also, the Big Ten Conference Women's Basketball Tournament is going on. Nebraska will be taking on Iowa here at the bottom of the hour, and that game will air on our sister station, 12:30 a.m., KHAS. Iowa fought off Northwestern 60-55 yesterday. There was a big upset with Wisconsin knocking off the 6th seed, Illinois. And so Purdue gets that break. They take on the 11th seed, Wisconsin, in game two today. Ohio State beat Minnesota, and Michigan beat Indiana last night. The rest of the seeds went as they were supposed to go. So that's how things broke down there. But Nebraska, if they can win today, most likely will get Purdue in the semifinals tomorrow. Those games airing on 1230 KHS. Also, Mike, kind of another weird time for you, and you touched on a little bit yesterday. Hastings College is so used to being in the NAIA tournament, and neither the men or the women are in the tournament this year, but it's still going on. And the GPAC, the teams are supposed to win, lost. The teams that are supposed to get beat, won.
Yeah, we'll get the final results from yesterday, what's shaken up here in a couple of minutes. But, yeah, Northwestern in the men's tournament down in Point Lookout, Missouri, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They average like 80, 85 points per ball game. They score 54. They can put that up in a half, and they have against some of the teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In fact, Hastings got into a shootout with Northwestern in our ball game that we played in Orange City. Hastings scores 102 points in the ball game. Loses by double digits to that team. They got beat by 10 points, 112 to 102. And Northwestern goes out yesterday and scores 54 points in the national tournament and loses. We'll get to some final results from yesterday. We have time to sneak that in on the Doug and Daddy show today.
Well, it's actually a pretty nice day in Nebraska. And, folks, why not get that grill cleaned up, spruced up, and ready to go? And when you do, put some great food on it from Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. Their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, and they only sell you USDA Choice Certified Angus beef. Carry and the gang would give you nothing but the best. And right now, grab some food for March Madness at Troutman's, the NCAA basketball tournament, conference tournament. This is when it's fun. The state tournament is wrapping up. Then we get to the big boys in college, and you can fill up your refrigerator and your cooler with snack sticks and pepperoni straight out of the smokehouse. How about some jalapeno summer sausage and jalapeno sausage to spice things up? Carrie, the mad scientist, making a brand new bratwurst today. Bacon Swiss, bacon cheddar brats. Oh, Carrie, save me a package, buddy, because I'm going to need those when I get back. Beer and wine to wash it down. Some Nebraska wines and beers as well for you there. A great selection at Troutman's Quality Meats. And don't forget, it's Lent, it's Friday. Folks, they've got fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's. Very, very good. Scallops, crab legs, oh, can't beat it. Check the selection at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. My mouth is watering, so we have to take a break.
I'll tell you what, mine's foaming already. You talk about food all the time on this show.
We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Munson of Big Red Report, Sutton coach Steve Sponberg, they're headed to the state championship game. It's all coming up.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. Sweet. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
There's a lot of noise about weight loss supplements out there. So how do you know if Refirm, the brand new weight loss program from Complete Nutrition, is right for you? First, you want the most effective weight loss ingredient since ephedrine, but you want it to be safe. Refirm contains a breakthrough formula with green coffee bean extract, proven to burn fat as fuel, so you lose weight fast. Second, you already take a multivitamin. Why not take one that also burns fat and boosts metabolism? ReFirm's got you covered there too. And third, you don't just want to lose weight fast, you want to keep it off for good. End the yo-yo dieting with ReFirm. Get to complete nutrition today and ask for ReFirm. ReFirm, for a reason.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Sunny skies develop today with increasing cloudiness late and a slight chance for a shower towards the evening. With a high at 55, southeast winds turn breezy at times at 10 to 15. Tonight, rain develops. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Pershing Auditorium, and we have Class A action going on. Papillion La Vista has a 14-12 lead over Omaha South early in the second quarter of their Class A tournament game. We're almost at halftime here in Class C2. Southern Valley leads Freeman 29-23, and it's time for our Friday TNL Husker recruiting update. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. So to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today. Performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent TNL dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. TNL irrigation systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Well, pro day yesterday, Mike Will. For the Nebraska football team, you ever compete in a pro day?
Look at this body. Do I look like I can compete in anything?
I don't want to look at that body at all. Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, great to catch up with you and talk a little football again on this Friday. Give me your impressions. We had Rex Burkhead and Will Compton and Kyler Reed and Brett Maher were among those that were working out here in Lincoln yesterday for the scouts. What did you hear? What did you see?
Well, what I've heard, number one, is I think Maher has really cemented himself as being one of the top kickers available in the draft. You know, 24 of 25 when it comes to overall attempts. I've heard about some sort of a speed kicking drill that he was amazing on when it came to a score. I think he made 6 of 7 tries. I know he also looked very good in the kickoff and the touchback percentage that he had yesterday. I thought he did a lot of good things for himself. I think the two other guys I thought that really did good things for himself yesterday, they were current players. Number one, Rex Burkhead. Needed to improve that 40-yard dash time a little bit. Did. You know, I think that people kind of overestimate that in what the actual value that is. I think that there's a 40-yard dash time test speed, and I think that there's game speed. I think there's a speed that you get when you have your pads on and you're influenced by the speed of the game and what's going on. And where you're at with the gas that's left in the tank, so to speak, versus where everybody else is at. And I don't think that people gave Rex Burkhead enough credit for what he's done and be able to do on the football field. And I think that kind of proved itself when it came to the drills and the agility tests and in the classroom, where I heard he did very well. And I think Will Compton tested extremely well yesterday. I was very disappointed to hear that Will was not going to be a guy that was going to get an invite to go to the combine. You know, really stepped up yesterday, ran that 4-5 range, great agility times, good vert, measured in well. I thought Kyler Reed's 40, vertical jump was very impressive. I thought guys like Choi and Caputo, where they were at bench press wise, and I think Caputo's weight, when you know you start talking about a guy that was at 275 that weighed in about 305 or at least over 300 pounds and had been as high as 315. That's a little bit of a sign to those pro coaches that he can carry some additional weight and still look good and move well. So I think that's a good sign for Caputo.
Give us a number. How many of these Husker players do you think will finally get drafted when the NFL draft rolls along here in a couple of weeks?
Wow. Let me see. I think Burkhead's a no-brainer. I think Mars is a no-brainer. I think that somebody reaches out and grabs Kyler Reed, although I think Kyler Reed is the kind of guy that's not really a true Y or even a true tight end in the sense he's more of a bigger X, and he's more of a guy that kind of fits in someplace but you're not sure where. But you can't deny his athletic abilities. You can't deny his size. you just know he's not a real tremendous blocker. And maybe you can develop that. Maybe you can add some size to him, but then what are you going to get on the athletic side? I think Kyle Reed's intriguing that way. I think Ben Cotton's a guy that has some intrigue about him, too, about his blocking side. He's an underrated, undervalued receiver, I guess what I'm trying to say. But he's not the kind of guy that's going to stretch the field like Kyle Reed could. I think beyond that, guys, you know, I think you start looking. I think Will Compton gets a look. I think you start looking at some free agent guys after that, potentially. I think Eric Martin's a guy that could surprise. I was talking to somebody about him last night. The name that I kept coming up with was Larry Izzo. Not sure you guys remember him. Was a linebacker, more of a special team standout that was in Miami and with the Dolphins. And really found a place in the NFL as a guy that was a special teams guy, but it wasn't as a returner. He was more of a wedge buster, do everything, Charlie Hustle. Well, what I think about him, and I think about the physical attributes that Larry Izzo had in comparison to Eric Martin. Eric Martin, you know, looks better than him every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Eric Martin's the kind of guy that's going to do everything for his football team, go down there and just bust his butt. And Eric Martin can do that. I think Eric Martin's going to get a look, even though I'm not sure. He trimmed down to about 232 yesterday, so it looks like he's maybe leaning more towards being that kind of guy that could be like a walk-up outside 3-4 linebacker as opposed to a guy that's going to put his hand in the dirt and get after the quarterback a lot off the edge.
Man, doesn't everybody wish they could just trim down to 232? And at this point, Brian Munz, I just want you to know there is a Rocky Eisenhart sighting here, Ben's father. So I just had to throw that out at the state tournament. Let's get back to Husker football a little bit. Now that they're in spring practice, where are we at that recruiting-wise? They put some more offers out, but it would seem that the coaching staff right now has to be more worried about what's going on in Lincoln as opposed to outside of Lincoln. How do they balance both of those?
Well, you still have to balance it. That's the key. I mean, the balance has to be there to where you're not spending equal time, because let's be real. I mean, you're going out there, you're doing install packages. You're worried about guys getting them out there, getting them involved. You want to give another guy a different look. You want to give a guy another look that's in another scenario. You're starting to get into these base installs. But what you can't get away from is the business that's away from the football field. And Nebraska has been very, very active with trickling out these offers. And I mean, you can kind of get the sense, guys, you know, by watching the news a little bit, you know, 3-4 new offers seem to be popping up every single night. And I think that this is the right time. You're looking for a little bit of a crescendo here coming into the spring game. The spring game is a huge recruiting tool for the Nebraska coaching staff when it comes to having some sort of another game day atmosphere that they can sell to recruits. And when you think about the things that you can sell to the Nebraska recruits, consecutive sellouts, the facilities, the tradition. When it comes to game day, though, and when you want to get a guy in on a Saturday and you want to show him 85,000, 87,000, you know, fans in a sea of red, and they're going to see that, you know, when it comes to just a glorified scrimmage. And you know, hopefully the weather is a little bit better this year than what it was last year, of course. But I think what it comes down to is, you know, Nebraska's trying to find those guys that can get in for spring game. And I think also like what Ross Ells came up with last year when you start talking about Big Red Weekend, which was a middle June date last year, which kind of coincided with summer practice or summer camps and stuff like that. I think that they will start, you know, there'll be another list of offers that go out there sometime after the spring game, trying to get guys set up for another type of a junior day that will come sometime in that June time frame.
We're up against it here, Brian. So just real quickly here at the state tournament, a name or two that came out that impressed you or about these recent offers that Nebraska's got a shot at.
Luke Gifford. This is a guy from Lincoln Southeast now. A little bit surprised that he got an offer so early. Not surprised that he got an offer, though, all entirely. A very athletic guy. About a 6'3", 195-pound guy that runs in that 4-5 range, plays safety for Lincoln Southeast. Really, really like his range and his safety, but you look at this guy and you just see a guy that has this frame that you don't know where it's going to end. You don't know if he's going to be a 200-205-pound safety. You don't know if he's going to be a 220-225-pound outside linebacker. And from talking to Gifford earlier this week, Nebraska hasn't rolled out the idea entirely that he could be a Kyler Reed kind of wide receiver slash tight end, but we're looking for that speedy Y guy or a guy that's more of a U or an H or whatever position it is they want to kind of line him up at. that Gifford could be that guy that, that gets in there and puts on 35 pounds. It comes in at 230, 235, and it's still in that high 4.5, low 4.6 range and really athletic. He's got a tremendous frame. I love this film. And I think that that's a guy that when it's all said and done, guys, I believe he becomes the first commitment in the Nebraska class.
All right, Brian. Hey, we always appreciate you keeping us up to date what's going on with Big Red football. And enjoy the weekend. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You guys do the same. Have a good one.
Take care, Brian Munson, Big Red Report and Scout.com. Our Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Well, we saw one area team already get into the state tournament today, Mike Will, and that is Steve Sponberg. They are back. Coach joins us here at halftime of our second C2 game. Hey, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Nick. It's really been a tough go. We got left out last year by a great Ravana team, and 23-3, good group of seniors last year. Those guys exited our program, and these guys that didn't get always a lot of reward of playing time hung in there in a day and age where if things don't go well, you transfer to another school or you quit. So I'm really happy for our kids. They played well all year, played a much better game today than we did yesterday.
Been to the state tournament 28 times now this year, 28th appearance. You haven't been to the state championship game for a while. What's the attitude down here today?
Well, you know, we made the state football championship, so I think that's a situation that we tells you what kind of kids we have. A lot of character, good work ethic. Not always the greatest football players or the basketball players, but they work well together. So I think they're looking forward to the challenge. We've been in, like I said, the football championship. We've been in the baseball state championship the last couple of years with a lot of these same kids. And so I don't think the stage will be that big, but it's going to be big. You never know how your kids are going to respond. Today we responded well, but I told them after the game, it's all you got to look at about 24 hours ago when we didn't look so good. So we'll see what we've got. You know, I hope we have one more good game like this.
That good of Mike Will, along with Steve Sponberg, the head coach of Sutton. You know, there's another common thread with baseball, football, and basketball, and that's Coach Sponberg is either the head coach or the assistant coach on all of those programs. And Mike brought it up a little bit there, Coach. What's different about coaching a team in this? Not necessarily day and age, but compared to 10 years ago when you guys won it all?
Well, I think it used to be, at least in our school, and like y'all, I can't speak for every school, athletics used to be the thing to do. We used to get 30, 35 kids out for basketball. We get 50 out for football. And in our school now, I've got 13 able bodies. We had 15 kids that played basketball this year. And I think it boils down to we got a lot of kids that don't want to spend the time. They don't want to work hard. And so that's the other reason I'm really happy for these kids. These guys played an entire football season. Coach Raymer does a fabulous job with them there. They took 2 days off, the Wednesday and then Thanksgiving Day. We started on Friday and played a jamboree game with Adams Central and Central Catholic on Saturday and have been going all the way to this point in time. So they don't know any other way. I guess that might be good in the fact that they don't know what it's like to go home after school and relax. But that's why I'm really, really happy for them. A lot of these guys, our top 7 or 8 kids, are the same guys that were the key ingredients to our football team, and 3 or 4 of those guys played on our baseball team.
It's we'll look ahead to tomorrow. We've got Southern Valley and Freeman going at it today, 31-26 at halftime. Both of these teams look like they can be very explosive in their own rights tomorrow.
Oh, no question about it. If we're going to be successful, if the score is 31-26 tomorrow at half, we're in trouble because we can't allow teams to get that because we're not capable of scoring that many points. Southern Valley's got a great interior game, great size. Their guard play, I don't know all their names, but number 24 has really played well, hard to the basket, shot the ball well. Watched them play yesterday. They pressure you. We're going to play a little bit different types of teams, and they're a lot of zone. Freeman, we played 2 times, pretty familiar with them. Really well coached. The Schuster kid and Haynes can hit the top of the key jumper against our man defense. Veer Husens looked really good in this game. If he gets going, look out. Likes to catch and shoot. Ferrix is a little more off the dribble, although he sits some big shots too. So we're a little more familiar with them, but whoever it is tomorrow is going to be, I hope we can give them a great contest because they're really good.
Well, obviously you're pretty familiar with Coach McLaughlin over there too.
Yeah, Jim played for me a number of years, and he was kind of a role player, great trackster, played football. I told people he's taken some of the aspects that we've done and modernized it. a lot more to the today's society than I am. So he does a great job with them, and I'm anytime you have a guy that played in your program, and I've had four or five now that have now gone on and coached, it's always great. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to beat his backside tomorrow if I get a chance.
Hey, you're talking about you being the old timer. You're still you still carry the chalk around, and you're still writing on the gym floors, aren't you?
Yeah, I haven't modernized very much. Cell phones, computers, and whiteboards are kind of out of the question. So, but it's been a fun run here. These kids this year, really happy for them. And that's what the focus should be.
Well, great run, Sponge. I know you want to watch and scout the second half of the game, so we'll let you get going, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Sonny. I appreciate it.
Take care. Steve Sponberg, head coach, Sutton Mustangs, as they won it this morning by a score of 57-42 over Harnington Cedar Catholic. Reed Stone got him off to a great start, hitting three threes in the first quarter, Mike.
Yeah, Sutton was 0-6 from a three-point territory yesterday. And the Reed Stone comes out, hits 3 three-pointers in the first quarter alone. They had 6 by halftime, 10 for the ball game. Just a completely different team. And normally you don't see that. Teams that come into Pershing Auditorium really struggle shooting the ball for the most part. But today it was a completely different Sutton team. I thought they played tremendous defense today. Of course, defense is kind of what Sutton kind of hangs their head on. This is a team that gives up only 31.5 points per ball game. That's their season average. They hold teams down. Didn't play, I didn't think, very well defensively yesterday. But boy, today they had it clamped down. It was an outstanding performance for Sutton today, and they're on a roll. Now, if you look at their schedule, look at the team that beat them. It was Freeman.
Yeah, as he said, 1-1. They lost to them earlier this year in overtime by 1. So that's their only blemish.
And that was during their Christmas tournament there.
Yep. And then they beat them in the sub-districts final, 46-39. It's interesting. And by the way, Austin Rath, 23 today. Reed Stone had 17 to lead the way for Sutton. I kind of wanted to ask Sponge which one he'd prefer. And honestly, I think he would prefer to play Freeman. I think Southern Valley gives him a brand new dynamic, a team that you can't know anything about because this is brand new territory for them. And they got a 6'9 kid.
That's when you were finishing up your interview when we were talking to Husker football, I had a chance to talk with Sponge before we got to him, and he is concerned about Southern Valley. He says they had a kid from Johnson County Central that really gave them problems in the district championship ball game earlier. That they won that ball game 55-47, but the big kid inside for Johnson County Central really gave Sutton problems. Sutton doesn't have a player that can match up with Kuchera inside at 6'9". He averages 14 points, 8 rebounds per game. And he's doing a great job here today. And Sutton is definitely concerned about Southern Valley's height if they have to see him tomorrow.
Yeah, Spencer Kuchera, good basketball player. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Keeping busy from Pershing Auditorium. Doug Duda and Mike Will with you. We're at halftime in Class A. It is Papillion La Vista 26 and Omaha South 22. That would be a major upset. Omaha South considered the number 2 team. Now Papillion La Vista, they have a win over Omaha Central. These are the 2 teams that beat Omaha Central on back-to-back games late in the year before the Heartland Hoops Classic. And we'll see if Omaha South can get back to the state tournament they lost, or to the finals they lost to Central again last year. They played so much. And here in Class C2, we're 2 minutes in to the second half of play, and Southern Valley has a 33-26 lead over the Freeman Falcons. Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more to talk about, including some Husker and Loper news and the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. But if you're getting ready to go out for lunch today, don't forget Big Daddy's Deli is there for you. 2 locations in Hastings at 610 East South Street or 801 West 2nd Street in Hastings. In Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. I just absolutely love Big Daddy's Deli. You watch them make the sandwich, homemade bread right there in front of you, foot long every time. No problem putting it down for a slender guy like me.
Jillion different sandwiches. You got a favorite number?
Well, today I'm going to go with the number 29, the pork roast dip. Jeff back at the studio says because it's Lenten season, he's jumping in on the 44. That's the super veggie. They've also got tuna salad, crabs. They've got all that.
Oh, yeah.
Go with you on a Lenten day today. You know, it's fun. Just pick a random number. You know, maybe I'm a big fan of the 33 and the 48. I get that a lot. One pastrami and one's the Big Mike combo there. Oh, that's got bacon and
turkey. Just put them all in a hat. Put them in a hat and draw out a number.
One of these days I'm going to do 51, which is the super huge, unbelievable half pounder. One of these days, I'm going to do it. It's like everything they've got in the store, they put between bread, and you eat it.
Just throw it in there.
Oh, my goodness. It's Big Dally's Deli, folks. Two locations in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
On in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They're intentional. They focus on success and don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it and includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and a state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention me when you call, get 2 months free. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Snapshot not available.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop today with increasing cloudiness late and a slight chance for a shower towards the evening. With a high at 55, southeast winds turn breezy at times at 10 to 15. Tonight, rain develops. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Midway Auto Dealership broadcast. I love our weather guys, Mike will. And rain will develop.
It might develop. It could develop. there's a chance of rain every day, isn't there? When you're in Nebraska, there's a chance of raining.
Or wind or 95 degrees. Yeah. Hey, we're live at Pershing Auditorium, the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Our poll question yesterday, which winning streak is more impressive? The Chicago Blackhawks with 24 straight games scoring a point, or the Miami Heat in the NBA winners of 16 straight games. Very close vote. 53% of you went with the hockey. 47% went with the NBA and Miami Heat. Our poll question for the weekend, Rex Burkhead ran a 4.5 40 yesterday. So what round will he be drafted in just because he ran the 4.5? Mike, Will, where will Rex Burkhead be drafted?
Well, I don't like the fifth round or later. I don't like that number. I don't like the first round, so maybe somewhere in between,
somewhere
second,
in between.
Fourth round.
I'll go fourth round.
Fourth round.
Yeah, just because of his body, just because of his type. Now, if they can sell the Danny Woodhead type of thing, then maybe that's where Rex Burkhead goes. But you can vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spring practice gets underway tomorrow for the UNK football team, and we are pleased to be joined by Daryl Morris, the head football coach of the Lopers. Coach, you got a lot of guys that can run 4.5s on the team this year?
Yeah, if we're driving in a 68 Buick down the interstate at 65 miles an hour, we throw them out.
That is good stuff, good stuff. Hey, before we get into that, announcing today that you have rounded out your staff, you've been pretty fortunate that you haven't had to move coaches around. And, of course, most of the time guys leave, they're going on to the next level. But Kenny Jackson's going to come in and replace Scott Hoffman, who retired. He's going to be your new wide receiver coach. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Coach, he's got a lot of experience. Number one, he played Division I football, and he's been in the RMAC Conference the last couple of years. He's coached high school football in Florida. He's coached junior college football in California. He's worked some of those situation camps where guys go to get ready for the combine. So he's been around good players. He's an excellent technician, and that's what we're looking for. And I think he'll relate to our kids very, very well and help us in a lot of ways. So we're excited to have him.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, with us. The last time we chatted with you was after National Letter of Intent signing day. You also try to continue to work to pick up, I don't want to call them stragglers, but fill in some pieces. We always say some kids that maybe didn't end up where they thought and then come back and say, hey, UNK is a good place for me. And you've got a couple of nice kids since then. Can you tell us about them?
Well, and you do, you know. I mean, a lot of times you recruit kids that you know are looking at bigger schools and have bigger schools talking to them, but you want to be there. You want to be the last guy standing if something doesn't go their way. And we picked up a young man the other day by the name of Tanner Britton out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. And Tanner was one of the first kids we brought on campus in this class way back before Christmas break. He's an offensive lineman. He ran very well. He was athletic, and he had some opportunities, and they didn't go his way, and the phone rings, and the kid's looking for a place to land. So sometimes you pick up guys like that, and Tanner, I think, is going to be a great player here. So you're always looking for those kind of guys, and you always want to put yourself in a position to be there when that kind of thing happens to somebody.
All right, spring ball opens tomorrow. Let the fans know what you're going to be looking for. Sometimes you've got experience. Sometimes you've got a certain part of the team that you need to work with. What are you looking at tomorrow in this first week?
Well, obviously, you know, we're excited to see what Bronson Marsh can do in our offense, the quarterback that came out of University of Nebraska at Lincoln to UNK, and we're also excited to see what how far along, you know, some of the other kids at that position have come as well. Sam Brower, for example, out of Seward High School. So the quarterback position is one that people have interest in, and I'm one of those people because we struggled, you know, with injuries and things at that position last year. So that'll be something we're looking forward to. In the secondary, we obviously got to get some things fixed in that area of the football team. But it's an opportunity for a lot of young men who were red shirts last year to really get out and show us what they learned and what they know and how they've developed over the last year.
Can you throw a couple names out at us, Coach, of these red shirts that you expect to contribute or will have to contribute?
Well, there's just some guys. It's going to be a deal depending on the position. But Tyke Kozell, for example, out of Sargent, Nebraska, was a redshirt for us last year at middle linebacker, and I think Tyke might actually be able to get a lot of playing time next year. He looked really good for us as a scout, and I think Tyke has got a lot of potential. So, I mean, I look for him to really make a move this spring at the middle linebacker spot. So I think that'll be Steven Burns, for example. We actually played some last year as a true freshman at corner. I think Steve probably also will look to improve and develop this spring and show us if he can actually compete for a starting job in the secondary next year as a redshirt sophomore. So hopefully, you know, we'll see what that happens and how some other guys come out as well.
Loper football coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. This question will continue to pop up, I'm thinking, probably for the next couple of years. But how do you feel now that you've been through the MIAA once? Are you doing anything differently or planning on doing anything differently in spring ball to prepare you for year two?
Well, no, I think spring ball is always going to be what it is, and that's an area, that's a time for coaches to spend a lot more time with kids that they're not as familiar with developmentally and trying to get kids up to speed in the playbooks both offensively and defensively. The thing that we've tried to do since the season ended was, through recruiting mostly, is increase our overall team speed, and that was a high priority for us. I think we've been able to accomplish that, at least I hope we have. So that will play out in the next year or two to determine whether we were actually able to do that. We need better team speed to be able to compete in the MIAA, so hopefully that's come to fruition here for us through this recruiting class.
And I guess, Daryl, we talked a little bit about it when signing day was, but it's not, you got a lot of good freshmen, but when you're looking for kids that are going to impact immediately with that speed, they're probably going to be JUCOs. You're pretty comfortable with what you're able to bring in that might be able to play immediately?
Well, you know, we brought a young man by the name of Romero Cotton, who's actually wrestling for Coach Bauer right now and will wrestle today in the national championship tournament, and I think probably has as good a chance of winning the 198-pound or 197-pound weight class as anybody we have able to win a championship. So we're looking for Romero to be a guy that comes in, runs hard, fast, agile. You know, so hopefully that'll come to fruition for us. And then we got Dalton Seeley, who was at Hastings College most recently. We're looking forward to him. So Brandon Brown, who was a Lincoln Southwest guy for a couple years back, is back into football. So we have brought some guys in that hopefully will be able to impact the starting lineup very quickly. And that's, of course, why you do go get transfers and junior college guys. So we handpick those guys, and we only get a few of them here and there, but hopefully those guys can make an impact for us.
If you will let me ask a stupid media question here, Daryl, and then we'll let you go. What's the feeling for the head coach the day before spring practice compared to the day before fall practice?
Well, it's a little bit more relaxed. The biggest stress I have is, again, trying to figure out what the weather's going to do, because if you have a meeting for 30 seconds, you just started your 29-day clock and you just instituted the start of a first practice. So we're supposed to be in meetings tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, so we're going to have to make a call on the weather. They're calling for rain. We're going to have to decide whether we're going to do it or not do it and put practice off till Monday or whatever. So there's a little bit of concern about that. I'm eager to get going. The kids want to get out of the weight room and get outside, so hopefully that'll help us.
Daryl, hey, thanks for the time on this Friday. Success during spring ball. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, buddy. Daryl Morris, head football coach, University of Nebraska at Kearney. Spring practice scheduled to begin tomorrow. The Huskers going through another spring practice today. Hastings College will begin next week. We're going to have Tony Harper on Tuesday, and Mike, maybe you can give us a little outlook there as well. One thing I want to touch on, as Mike, the voice of the Broncos, obviously, one of the big signees, obviously, is Bronson Marsh, but Dalton Seeley coming over, tell us how dynamic he was just in his freshman year at Hastings College.
Dalton Seeley, obviously, the Hastings Saints Cecilia product, had a great high school career. Had a great freshman season at Hastings College. Rushed for about 700 yards. I think he had 6-7 touchdowns right off of the bat. Then came back the next year, had a leg injury. He tore up his knee in the first quarter of the first game. There was like 4 or 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and he was out for the rest of the season and had some personal problems the following year and decided to transfer to Nebraska Kearney. That is, I think that is a big find for Daryl Morris and the Lopers. I think he'll do a great job at UNK. He's got some speed. He's got the big bulky size frame. He can run inside. He's definitely got the speed to get outside. And with the Bronson Marsh coming in there, offensively a quarterback, I think the Lopers have upgraded their offense. We'll see what kind of shape the Dalton is in.
Yeah, that might be
That might be the big question mark as he tries to get into shape, especially
and hunger
in the MIAA. Yeah,
and hunger. That's a weird thing, because now all of a sudden you're not an 18-year-old kid going to college anymore. You had 2 years to develop your life, maybe just even working, and will the hunger still be there? And the thing is, I think you know after about the first two practices, no matter who you are, whether you're a lineman or running back, a defensive back, you know, heck, if you're just coming back, you're trying to decide whether to retire from the NFL, you got to know if that hunger is still there.
He was a stud on campus at Hastings College. You know, he was the main guy. Yeah. Everybody talked about him in the Hastings College offense when he played there. I don't know if that's going to be the case at UNK. We'll see how he takes some of that, too.
Well, who's going to be the main guy for Hastings College this year? They've got some pieces to replace.
We've got a lot of pieces to replace on offense. Our quarterback situation is kind of up in the air. We've got several guys be bopping in there. We picked up a transfer from Northwest Missouri State. We've got Jordan Jakupke, who has transferred down from Morningside to come to Hastings College. He's going to be in the mix along with a couple of guys that played last year, or at least was on the staff last year. So I think the quarterback situation is going to be one of the main things that Tony and the coaching staff will look at when spring practice gets underway next week. Defensively, is always a concern over there. Coach Harper runs the defense. He's always all over that. And the defense, we got a lot of question marks, a lot of holes to fill over there. That's what spring ball is all about, trying to find the guys to be in position when fall practice gets underway to fill some of those holes that you got. And obviously, there's a lot of holes to fill on every football team, but defense and maybe the quarterback situation at Hastings College is the ones that we'll be looking at.
So we'll talk more with Tony Harper Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, it's been announced this morning that the Nebraska spring game will be aired by the Big Ten Network. Kickoff will be at 2 o'clock. It's usually at 1, but kickoff on April the 6th for the Nebraska spring game will be at 2 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. Of course, last year, the rain and the storm forced the university to call the game off. Maybe if you still have your ticket from last year, you'll be able to get in. I remember that. They say, well, you can turn it in or you can save it till next year. So that's coming up April 6th on the Big Ten Network.
So it's going to be live on the Big Ten Network. What's the offense going to be for the Huskers? You thought the games were blasé before when it wasn't on live TV. I went to a couple of spring games and I thought, boy, if that is the Husker offense this year, we are in deep trouble. They usually keep it down to the T. We don't run a whole lot of the sophisticated stuff. If it's live on Big Ten Network, ho-hum, ho-hum.
It'll be interesting, as it always is, to see what's going on when it comes to Nebraska spring football. We'll be back with score updates from the Nebraska women's game against Iowa in the Big Ten tournament, the Class A and C2 semifinals continuing. More on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, well, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports, Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Dockers and Coles present Survival Tips with Bear Grylls.
Whatever wild you find yourself in, the right clothes will help you survive. Whether it's a desperate search for food or the equally important need to make sure any first impression is a good one. Surviving a sub-zero mountaintop or the hot glare of your boss reviewing your presentation. If your wild is everyday life, you need Dockers khakis.
Dockers Signature Khaki, now with staying power technology. Available at Kohl'sandKohl's.com. Dockers, wear the pants.
Hi, Tom Baudet, sharpening my memory with word association. I read a word, then say the first thing that pops into my noggin. Like dark, that's easy. Light, dog, fuzzy. Handsome, thanks. And Motel 6, value. That's because we always save you money on a clean, comfortable room. And lowest price of any national chain is more than one word. I'm a stickler. Book online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on.
Coachman and Company. It's John Coachman on your drive home.
Jonathan Coachman, the coach.
Oh, yeah.
They know that LeBron James is one of my three favorite athletes of all time. That will not change. But I implored him and I begged him publicly to find a killer instinct. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Jonathan Coachman here. So we play
Who Tweeted It?
3 to 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny skies develop today with increasing cloudiness late and a slight chance for a shower towards the evening. With a high at 55, southeast winds turn breezy at times at 10 to 15. Tonight, rain develops. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
In Lincoln, where the Class C2 semifinal is getting a little more exciting. Freeman has cut a 10-point deficit down to 7. It's 47-40 Southern Valley with 5:40 to go in the game in Class A. It is Omaha South and Papillion La Vista, 34-28. And it looks like Papillion La Vista still has the lead in that basketball game over Omaha South. Omaha Central already won today over Benson, blowing them out 80-50, and Sutton beat Harding and Cedar Catholic 57-42. Don't forget that Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, has everything you need to get ready for spring and summer driving. Check out the new Chevrolet Cruze. They've got over 12 of those in stock. Get $1,900 off from the manufacturer. How about a nice Chevy Impala or Malibu and the 2013 Sonic in stock at under $16,000. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 61 Ram trucks on the lot. They've got their hassle-free price. You're getting $9,000 back from the manufacturer. And I always love to see those Jeeps popping around. Those seem to pop up in the spring when you pop the top off. Check out the Jeep Compass on the lot right now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or go online to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. The Nebraska women's basketball team is playing Iowa right now in the the Big Ten tournament. And Nebraska has been on one little streak. They got up 10-4, and now Iowa leads it 12-11 with 9.5 to go in the first half. 14-13, Iowa with a 1-point lead, 8.5 to go in the first half of play on 12:30 KHAS. Well, the NCAA Wrestling Nationals going on for a UNK, trying to repeat as national champions. And both Hastings and UNK baseball teams on the road this weekend, Mike.
Trying to get some games in, trying to beat the weather again. Seems this time of the year, that's all we talk about, baseball and weather, yeah. Softball and weather. And now Daryl Morris was talking about football as they try to sneak some spring practices in. And Tony, next week with Hastings College, is trying to do the same thing. So weather's always a big factor this time of the year.
Before we wrap things up, you saw the first session so far this morning and yesterday. What sticks out in your mind? What impressed you? What was weird? What do you remember from day one and this morning?
Just some of the teams that we thought were very, very good, had great chances to make a run down here. And I'm talking, I guess, about our local teams. I thought our local teams would be a lot more competitive than we saw yesterday. You know, Giltner being taken completely out of their game and their ball game with Wyandotte. I thought Adams Central would show a lot better in their ball game yesterday. Very disappointed with how the Patriots played offensively yesterday. Of course, the opposing team has something to do with that. But, you know, this some of the local teams I thought would make a run, and I thought we might have two, maybe three state champions out of this thing.
Wahoo, still very impressive in C1. And you take a look at how well Boone Central and Kimball played yesterday. Last week in the girls, we kept talking about how the teams didn't play that well on Thursday. And then you saw most of them that didn't play well Thursday play real, real well on Friday. Can Boone Central, Kimball, some of these other teams that didn't play or that played so well yesterday play as well today? I mean, look at Southern Valley. They really didn't play that well yesterday. They're playing way better today here in this C2 semifinal against Freeman. Omaha Central has really dominated in Class A, but we talked about it in football. We talked the changing of the guard, Mike. So many of these teams that were just used to being down here and used to doing well, it was kind of a down year for them. And we're seeing some of those new teams, and maybe they didn't get to state and do a lot of things, but some of those teams that had been down for a long time finally starting to do something. And I just think that changing of the guard really showed here in the first day of the boys' state tournament.
The changing of the guard, but still we got some traditional powers down here, too, that continue to make runs through. You talked about the impressive things. I was very impressed with Wahoo yesterday. I think Wahoo will have no problems with Wayne coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Sports Center in the semifinal game there. You saw both Boone Central and Kimball in the Class C1 in the other semifinal game. You got a winner there. Who do you like?
Well, Boone Central, because they have a big man that can go with Kimball's big man. And, again, you just – anytime a team comes from the panhandle, when we should never be biased because we're considered Western Nebraska. But I thought Kimball got hot at the right time yesterday. Riley Reinertsen had 30. I'm glad he had a great game. You know, there's just some of those individuals that you kind of root for that deserve to be on this stage. And Reinertsen was one of them. And maybe Gibbon gets back next year. Maybe they don't. But I think Boone Central, in fact, Stu has him ranked second in C1. He re-rated him on Monday. After the district finals. So, I mean, he expects Wahoo and Boone to be in there. And we talked about Boone. Got off to that slow start because of football. A lot of teams, Sutton, Boone Central, Giltner, a lot of those teams that were in the state finals are back here in basketball, and Sutton now in the state finals.
We talked to Steve Sponberg. They took 2 days off. They took 2 days off between football and the start of basketball practice.
That's the way they roll. Sponge is old school, isn't he?
I can't wait to see him tomorrow in the state championship game. Will he be a crazy man or what tomorrow?
Well, he'll be pulling on that hair that's left on the top of his head, I'll tell you that. But my brackets took a beating yesterday. I think Central in A looks really good. Elkhorn South looked really good in B, but so did Gretna yesterday. Wahoo in C1, Sutton in C2, in D1. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, could O'Neill St. Mary's have the magic? I mean, Howells Dodge pulled away in the second half. I think anybody could pick up a bucket and a championship in D1. And in D2, why not? Maybe it's why not that will win it all. Spalding Academy battle with Wausau, and maybe those were the two best teams in D2.
Why not? Has been ousted by Giltner the last 2 years in the semifinals in Class D2. I was impressed with him last night. We talked about their big man inside, Nathan Weisler. And again, he is a force. He is a game changer, Doug. He can swat things away. Not necessarily a 20-25 point score, but he can be. Why not's got some other weapons on that team, and don't be surprised that Why not makes a run to the state championship in Class D2.
UNK playing morning baseball today. They've already won the first game of their doubleheader, 9-8. Loper, Husker baseball, they're supposed to play 3 at Louisiana Tech. They will do that, but it will be today and then a doubleheader tomorrow with the weather that is pending on Sunday. And a little bit of that on 1230 KHS, depending on how the Husker women do.
Yeah, we're going to try to juggle a lineup. We got tonight's game on 1230 KHS. It gets underway at 6:30, but we're trying to juggle things for the weekend. This is the time of the year we've got women's basketball, men's basketball. We got the state tournament coverage. It's kind of a wild weekend.
Well, Mike, hey, thanks for dropping in and doing the work again today.
That's just because you don't have anybody else. I only get on this show a couple of times a year, you know.
That is true.
I got to take advantage of this. So.
That is true. I always leave the seat open for you. But we've got a heck of a couple of basketball games going on. Freeman will cut into the lead. Southern Valley will pull it out to 10. In Class A, they have just got the fourth quarter underway. It is Papillion-La Vista 38 and Omaha South 35, first minute of the fourth quarter. And here with 3 minutes left to go in the CT semifinal, Southern Valley 51, Freeman 44. The winner gets Sutton tomorrow at 9 a.m. on The Breeze and here on ESPN. All six championship games here on ESPN Radio. That's going to wrap up our show today. We want to thank Steve Sponberg, Sutton boys basketball coach, Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, and Brian Munson of BigRedReport.com for joining us on the program today. For Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda. Enjoy the state basketball. We'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.